The Growing World of Kernza Wheat. We're visiting today with Valentin Picasso, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. And I'm C.V. Kenyon. Valentin, you're working with Kernza Wheat. Can you tell us what that is?
So Kernza, it's a perennial crop, perennial grain and forage crop. So it's a dual-purpose crop. You can harvest grain out of it, and you can harvest forage out of it. And once you plant it, you can harvest it for many years.
Forage is used to feed cows, but what do you do with the grain?
The grain, it can be used as human food, just like wheat. You can use it for flour, for making bread. You can ferment it and produce beer or other drinks.
And Valentin, where does this come from?
This plant is originally from Central Europe and Asia. It was introduced as a forage crop to the U.S. in early 1900s, and it's been bred over the last 10 years by the Land Institute in Kansas to increase the size of the seed, and they've got impressive improvements in grain yield in this crop.
And here in Wisconsin, what do people know if they're interested in this?
The main interest here in Wisconsin comes from farmers who want to have a flexible crop that they can use for harvest grain, but at the same time, they may have some, you know, like dairy or beef farmers who have cattle and they want to be able to harvest forage too or graze this crop. So we're doing research on what's the impact of grazing on the grain production, and you could either graze it in the spring, graze it in the fall, before or after the grain harvest. And so it produces a lot of forage and a lot of biomass, but at the same time, you can harvest grain, which is what everybody eats.
What's the market for the grain?
There's a lot of interest right now on that grain. For instance, there's Patagonia Provisions, which one company that does food items, has just produced what they call the long root beer, which is basically a beer brewed out of Kernza grain. Recently, General Mills also announced that they are going to incorporate this perennial grain into some of their products. And then there's a lot of restaurants and bakeries in the area where they are serving as part of their menu or as part of their baked goods products with Kernza.
Valentin, is there a place people can go for more information?
Plow's website, www.plovgh.com. That's Plow. And they have all the information about what is Kernza and how you can grow it and where you can get the seed. Also, at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, here in the agronomy department, they can contact us and we can provide information.
We've been visiting with Valentin Picasso, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.